It was just the virtue of the rolls.
Rolled a 21 to hit that in the face, point blank.
All of a sudden, through the roof of the tent, bam, hits right into the Bunsen burner that you were working on.
No! Describe to me how you want this to go down.
I grab you by your back, put you down on the ground.
Be sure that you have your big boy pants on, because it's not going to be pretty what you see down there.
Things could go differently based on the dice.
Let's find out.
All right, here we go. Dice is failing.
Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Bone Thrower's Theater. This is Jeremy playing Captain Orion Can't Hit Anything James.
This is Jordan, who gets to play both a pterodactyl and a Tyrannosaurus Rex all at the same time.
He is geeking out.
Yeah.
This is Jackie and I rolled 3-hole die today.
This is Jeff. Play Sergeant Willis Masters.
Who looks really fresh and ready now.
Gotta get those trees.
I'm Stephanie, playing Dr. Miranda Streak of Yellow Kristoff.
Carlin, playing Dran Duck and Cover Renner.
I'm Johnny, playing Edric. I finally took a shot. Farthings.
So when we last left off, there were dinosaurs.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Nope.
What were they then?
Nothing. They were figments of our imagination.
It's all a dream. Miranda is sleeping.
Nobody died. We're all pretty safe at our new base camp.
You all wonder why I'm such a neurotic personality. It's because this happens in my sleep.
Well, we're just going to continue on with the neuroticness. I'm going to go ahead and pass out another round of NPCs.
We'll get to roll for once.
Yep.
And throw them away.
Mine's going to hit the Tyrannosaurus in the nose.
We're
going to
give
kill
you,
all of these.
We're going to give you Kipper Chan.
Kipper.
Not Kipper. Congratulations, you get to roll for Gregory Himmel.
Oh, hate that guy.
You still have Abigail, so you're great still.
I still got Winifred.
You still have Winifred?
I feel like during the fight, Dran should yell at Himmel and say, don't choke!
You've got PFC Stanton there. And
Stanton.
Johnny, you have First Sergeant.
Oh, no! Robinson!
Lawrence Robinson.
I like Robinson.
Saying goodbye to all our firepower this
yes.
round.
Yeah, that's what this episode's about.
Mm. Killing off everything that's going to keep us alive. Thank you, Jordan.
You're welcome.
Winnowing the chaff.
I told you guys I had to get rid of the NPCs.
You use big words, Papa.
As in the.
Yeah, you're right.
It's such a huge word. It's a good thing your homeschooled mind could wrap itself around it.
What? Says the other homeschooled person at the table.
Well, there are three of us, at least three.
No.
PG County.
PG County?
Where I learned about pencils.
And got a pencil.
I know someone that teaches there.
Idaho, where I did not learn about U.S. geography.
That's very true. Maryland, what state's that in?
Don't worry about it. It's a. I always tell people it's just slightly north of Washington, D.C. Oh! Where the liberals are.
Hey, I've been corrected by people. They said, oh, no, you mean Iowa.
For Idaho?
Yeah.
Potatoes. Yeah. Potatoes, people.
Yeah, Iowa potatoes, right?
Right, exactly. We're going to go ahead and say that you're going to have another breath attack. Are we ready?
I suppose.
I'm going to go ahead and just roll one for all. And then
okay. Really high, but don't.
Because we're all doing the same thing, shooting at it.
Yeah. No, well, no. These guys are trying to avoid a breath all of right. beast.
So I'm agilitizing.
Yes.
You need to have one that's a wild dice in case you
yeah,
roll a
go
six.
Ahead and use that.
And it is a six. Pick another die and roll it again and get a six.
Yes!
Who's this?
This is
Kipper Chan?
Oh, it's science guy.
Is it Bill Nye?
Bill Nye?
Bill Nye. Science guy.
10, 15, 25. Your magic number is 25.
What the?
I needed Kipper. He was my botanist.
Against agility?
Nope. Agility.
Oh, Stanton's dead.
So, I'm going to say that Robinson, being the first sergeant, is of slightly higher intelligence.
No.
And he took a handkerchief out of his back pocket and tied it around his face.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So what'd you get?
I got 20.
20 out of 25? Okay. You're beat. Zero, you're beat. Stephanie.
Abigail's.
You don't need to worry about Abigail because she's involved in the other drama.
Stanton rolled a zero.
Stanton rolled a zero.
Yes.
So did...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a one because he gets a plus one. So, one. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So...
We all got terrible
Robinson.
Yeah.
They're
all gone.
You are all... Yeah. All of your NPCs now have the BIs.
These people were smart enough to cut and run when they saw their leaders.
Go on.
Well, I mean, they've been trying to scramble up the sides.
Goldberg, did he cut and run?
Goldberg still doesn't have a gun.
Goldsmith.
Right,
Goldsmith. Steinberg. the fourth.
Torres. But Wendy is still alive.
I don't care.
Wendy and Winter.
So you covered your face.
Yes.
And your character was
Robinson.
Robinson. What happened with you was especially pretty.
Oh, gosh.
Because... Great. Because your eyes were still open. And so you're like trying to close your eyes and like bat the bees away, but they start stinging through your eyelids, and so blood is running down your face.
Does Farthing see this happen?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yes. And they just bore through your eyes, and then blood starts running out your ears as they've punctured your eardrums, and they're just, like, swarming all into your nasal cavities and then down into the rest of your body. And as you guys are standing there, the bees just start swarming, swirling around, and they just start coating your legs and then your torso and then your arms and shoulders and then your fingers. And then you're turning... And you're seeing your former compatriots, and you all start shuffling towards the rest of the
room. Like I said, they're zombies.
They're possessed. There's so, let's give you all back your cards. Now the True Hive is going to come after you with the people.
Question.
Yes.
There probably should be some more explosive devices other than just grenades.
Yes. You do have rocket fuel.
I mean, actual explosive stuff. Like especially when you have a demolitions person.
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
we would have C4 or something.
C4
something.
Like that. Yeah.
Or stuff 10 times stronger since it's 800 years in the future.
C12.
C4 squared.
Actually, they do have
C4.
They do have a C12.
Oh.
Yeah.
C4000.
X. Put an X at the end. That sounds cool.
C4X.
4,000 X.
Like
P90X.
In the year 2000.
In the year 2000.
C4 insanity.
Okay. Okay, anyway. So you guys have the explosive stuff.
Yes. At which point, if we are at the top of the order,
yes.
Whenever it's Orion's turn, he's going to...
Make a break for the crate?
Well, it's probably close to where Winters is.
Are you guys carrying this stuff into the woods with you? Like the crates and everything?
At this point, yes.
No. What?
Well, not the crates, but like at this point, any sort of weapons we have.
Oh, weapons.
Prepped.
Weapons you have,
yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah.
Weapons.
The demolition
stuff like
is
that.
Still
in the crate.
In the crate.
Okay.
Okay, this is going to be interesting.
Hold on a second. Person. How many
just
more
lower
people
the
became
over
BIs? Four more?
Mm-hmm.
So there are eight of those?
Yes.
I'm trying to think if Dran would even stick around at this point.
Probably not.
Yeah. Gonna run away.
That's what Orion's command would. Well, let's play it out and get to there.
Okay.
So
did everyone run up the same side?
We didn't discuss that, so yeah. I'm assuming no.
That depends which way Wendy was on either side of Miranda, because she ran toward Wendy to drag Wendy up.
I went right.
Whichever way they went, I went the opposite.
I'm thinking Wendy went south, so...
A while ago, yes.
That means I went south also.
So, Dran, you were in towards the north?
Actually, I mean, he would just do whatever makes most sense at that point, because he can't even see them, because they're in the back.
But let's just ask, is Dran a righty or a lefty?
Right.
Then he would go south.
That's what I did.
Because I'm imagining you going through towards the east, so the south would be on your right. Mm-hmm. If you're a righty, your natural instinct is to break right.
Okay.
Yep.
Is it?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I disagree.
No, Jeremy, you're a right-hander who just got trapped in a left-hander's body.
This is very true.
Because you do everything except for right.
And all your sports stuff you do right-handed.
No. Well, not all of it.
No.
Most of it.
Half of it.
A majority of it.
Half.
Anyway, let's have this conversation off the mic. Willis, it's your turn. Which way did you split?
I went up the right side as well.
So you went right. South.
South. I am assuming I see the Tyrannosaurus.
Oh, yeah.
And the Pterodactyl.
Oh, yeah.
Is the Pterodactyl just like...
It's just
circling around?
It's swooping above.
Not really doing anything?
Yeah.
So primary threat would be the Tyrannosaurus.
Did anybody go north?
I guess not thus far.
Excellent.
We know that Willis...
I think Wendy did, though.
Wendy went south. Willis, Wendy, Miranda, which direction did you go, Edric?
South.
I think we probably scrambled the same way Edric did.
Burntail.
Like a split second before us.
They went north.
Aurora.
All the cats went north.
Willis, Wendy, Miranda, Edric, Orion, south or north?
I think that would be the one thing that got Willis upset would be if people called
him. He wants to go
Willie.
South because his team is
roll
south.
A die. Roll a die.
Shouldn't everyone roll a die?
Sure. Yeah.
To see which way they went?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the
evens,
best.
Yeah. Evens north, odds south.
Yep.
Odd.
Evens north.
Odd.
So you went south?
Edric is the only one that went north.
No, I went. Dran went north. Have fun tracking.
Have fun sciencing.
No, you're going to be sciencing with me.
Odds
is
south.
Odds is south.
Odds is south.
Yeah.
Smartdale.
I don't believe I'm going to say this. Come on, Aurora, go south.
No, you said it.
That is so awkward.
Nope.
North!
Aurora went north.
Aurora went north.
With Dran
with
and
Dran
Edric.
And Edric. That is fantastic.
This is getting interesting.
Willis went.
Winters.
Winters. Abigail.
We need to know where Winters went.
South.
South.
It's only
where
three.
Where did Willis go?
Hmm? Smith.
South.
Oh.
Yeah.
Goldsmith Steinberg.
Torres. North.
Okay, we got a medical person.
Sweet.
Are you just going to put you in a separate colony?
Yeah. Kind of going to have to at this point.
So this is what we have for the South. Willis, Wendy, Miranda, Burntail, Winters, and Smith. And then for the North, Aurora, Dran, Edric, and Goldsmith.
Captain Quebec.
Quebec.
South.
Dang. Yes.
And does he have the comms?
Yes.
Yeah.
He would.
Well, now you have
Well, we all
have leave
comms,
Aurora
but,
like,
he who would have the heavy duty comms.
Yeah.
What's that?
Now you have a convenient reason to leave Aurora behind.
Yeah, I've got Murtel too.
But you don't have me.
Alright, so I think
all the rest of the scientists are dead.
Yep, that's pretty much
except for maybe a couple of
alright, so that being established, it's still my turn, right?
Yes.
Yes. Because I haven't done anything yet.
Sorry. Sorry, we had to clear up that administrative stuff.
Alright, so I'm going to plasma rifle the T-Rex in the eye.
Okay.
13 to hit the eye.
Well, there's 13.
Oh.
So no.
Almost.
I tried.
Singin' buzz. Okay, we're just going to skip over the pterodactyl, because he's still up in the air. And McKinley's still yelling at you guys, trying to get you to be friends.
Be friends.
It's your turn, Miranda.
Really, befriending the faces us. He was making, y'all didn't groan at him. I opened my mouth and you groan at me. Jeez.
That was pretty bad.
The joys of gender dialectics. Your turn, Miranda.
Yeah, she's going to hide.
So, okay.
Hide behind a tree.
We won't worry about agility. You can roll behind a tree and just kind of bleed softly into the dirt from your wounds we opened.
Really scared, yeah.
The sound of staples ripping the flesh.
Just stop the sounds that are going on
Smith.
Right now. Like.
Smith?
He went to the south. He's going to take a shot as he's going.
At the dinosaur, T-Rex, or the...
Pterodactyl. Oh, I was stepping on the
bed.
Oh,
wait, no, I'm looking for my mini six book.
Got it. Oh, wait.
Oh, we need the view.
16.
Oh, 16.
Oh.
Roll the one. See, it's like...
It didn't help
at
all.
It didn't help. I'm sorry.
It's
Because you're using the wrong stats.
Yeah, you want me to use the Pegasus stats.
No, well, that would be nice, but no.
No, I want you to use the
Hydra stats, not the...
Single-celled organism stats.
Yeah, the amoeba stats.
The amoeba stats?
The monkey stats are pretty fun.
A lot of agility and not much else.
Yeah, pretty much. Where is it? 4D and plus 2 in might. Agility, 2D plus 1. Wit, 0. Charmed, 1. So now, that was Smith's turn, so it's Orion's turn.
What is the position of the newly be acquired people? The pterodactyl, the tyrannosaurus. Are they close to where the demolitions crate would be?
Well, the demolitions crate was in the middle of the thing. The dinosaur has, the T-Rex, B-Rex, has moved into zone 3-ish, but he's huge. So he's got 45 feet per round for movement. So he's pretty much on top of moving into around zone 2 pretty quickly. So if you shot that now, it would be just as he's stepping in, essentially into zone 2, into the blast area.
And how big are you going to make the blast area? That's the other question.
Oh, well, I mean, if this is all of your heavy-duty explosives...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a pretty big blast area.
Minus whatever's on our person.
I'm going to say that blast area would probably be about 70 feet. Does that seem reasonable?
Am I safe behind a tree?
Or is most of the group, out of the blast area?
Oh, no.
No, they're in the blast area.
They're still. Everybody's still.
Most everybody's still in that blast area. Yeah.
Considering how much explosives is in the crate. I mean, I'm expecting it's like 40 to 50 pounds of explosives. Yeah.
It would kill it.
It would kill everything.
Game over, man. Game over.
Man, that's a short season. Yeah, must be a writer's strike.
There's a gamer strike.
It was just redone by how it should have ended.
Yeah.
How long would it take everybody to move outside the blast radius?
Miranda? A long time.
Dang it.
Because they...
Sorry, guys.
I mean, dang it. The typical move stat, if I remember correctly, is like 15 feet per round.
See what happens when you don't follow directions.
We'll kick you.
That sounds right.
So that would take like 3 rounds. And the dinosaur's moving a lot faster.
Okay, well... Orion wouldn't see that as an option.
Okay.
Because everybody's still in the danger zone. So, we would just make a quick comms and say, head south to the river.
Okay.
And take another shot.
At the pterodactyl? Or the T-Rex?
How visible is McKinley on the pterodactyl?
It would be a harder shot.
Yeah. Let's go for it.
No, yeah, actually do some damage to him.
Yeah, I know.
It's only half the battle.
Yeah.
Watch him be like, no damage.
Look, Jeremy rolled a 6 on my wild die.
Are you shooting at McKinley or are you shooting at...
I'm shooting at McKinley.
Okay.
I have an idea, but I'll wait till you're finished.
Does it involve using your powers to free things?
No. Well, kind of, but not really.
I feel like I gave you guys false hope with those.
The powers?
With powers, yeah.
You would think that if someone has them, they might use them. But, you know.
I'm just looking for...
I barely know that I have powers stage.
He's really initiated Adeline.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not that great.
Yeah, it's better than what I got, probably.
16.
9.
What?
Oh, you.
Bam. Dropping 2.
You don't need to. You hit him.
It's damage, though.
It's damage.
Okay.
So I want to up kill. Is what he's saying.
I want to add 12 points of damage on top of that.
12 points on top.
28 to 9.
I want to kill him.
It's 19 damage.
His head's gone.
19 damage.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic. You just blew up AJ McKinley, and his corpse all of a sudden just goes. And you see the pterodactyl just wrench to the left, and the body just all of a sudden just on the ground, and the bees just burst away from it, and you see the stitches where he had been gored by the tray, and Miranda had patched him up. You see those split open out of the beehive that had been stuffed into his body, a vortex of bees just rush up into the sky. They join the pterodactyl. And all of a sudden, all of the bees just drop off the pterodactyl, and they drop off of the Tyrannosaurus. And both of the creatures just scream in terror, and they just take off into the woods, opposite of where you're going. The pterodactyl flies up towards the east, and the Tyrannosaurus heads to the southwest.
I just keep Jeremy one of my hero points.
Orion's gonna just immediately see that and turn and say, south to the river, and he's gonna take off. And anybody who's dragging behind,
do you say that into the comms? Or...
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Back I turn back. Around and I make sure there's nobody, actually there to eat me.
Yeah. The true hives, the new true hive, they don't lose their bees, but they just take off into the woods. They just start sprinting as fast as they can.
Which way?
Away from you, like to the northwest.
I make sure there's nobody there to eat me.
So all the bee people are gone.
You told them to take off without getting.
Without the cargo?
Yeah.
Well, I go to the my crate of science equipment.
I don't imagine Miranda is capable of getting up and running at the moment.
She'll probably need help.
Yeah, she kind of ripped her stitches and stuff. So I can see her getting up and sprinting south toward the river.
That's what I was meaning to say. Anybody who's straggling, Orion's going to see and go to help them move along a little faster, however that may be.
Miranda and Wendy both are probably straggling.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go ahead and take a break there. We'll be back with more right after this.
Brutal Battle!
A King of the Hill style beer podcast hosted by two microbrew loving buddies.
I'm Carlin.
Will you shut up just so we can drink these things?
That is Kyle.
Name of the game, brutally ripping into and raiding beer.
Tastes like a wet sock. I'm really just getting the coffee on this, and it's a good coffee. Deeped with weasel carcasses. It's like lemon rind roadkill.
That's not bad, though.
I will try it again just to reassess my hatred for this crap.
Listen to full episodes and find out more at BrutalBattle.com. That's BrutalBattle.com.
All right, so welcome back. As you guys reach the river and you start doing a head count, you realize how deadly that encounter just was.
So what NPCs are still alive?
Karen.
Abigail Winters.
Abigail. Wendy.
Winifred.
Winifred.
And Quebec.
And Quebec.
I am a lone scientist.
Yes.
And
Goldsmith.
We forgot him again.
Goldsmith Dwarf.
He's wandering around in the woods.
Guys?
Am I north or south?
Guys? Hello?
Which way is south?
Also, four of the Clan of the Nine Claws.
Yeah.
Are dead. Or they're not with you anymore. And it's pretty safe to assume from a Tyrannosaurus taking munchies and banging people around with a tail that they're most likely dead. KIA.
So, I grabbed the weapons modifications from the science crate.
Okay.
That way we can still modify what weapons we have with us.
Yeah, but you're leaving, and one thing that you are leaving behind is all of, you might be taking the blueprints.
Tools.
You're taking
the
tools?
No,
I can't
carry it myself, but got the modification, blueprints.
Orion's thinking was everybody heading south to the river just to regroup so that we can effectively, just assess who we got left and sort of plan how to get the most valuable equipment. Because we're severely limited in numbers now. What's most valuable and what can we carry? And then send a team to grab that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A team. It's going to be cobbled together because now we have no teams. We are the team.
We should have made friends with a much larger group of natives.
How many military people do you have left? Just Smith and Abigail?
Smith, Abigail, and Quebec.
And Masters.
Yeah, well.
And Masters.
Yes.
I meant NPCs. Yeah. So you guys have been winnowing down pretty significantly.
Reduced from, was it 12 to 5?
I'm enjoying this game tonight. I just have to say.
Alright, so that's what Orion wants to do, is sort of regroup and...
Do you want to have a meeting of some kind, or...?
Orion wouldn't be like, oh, we need to have a meeting. We'd get to the river and just start barking out commands. This is what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not, let's discuss it. She's going to do a quick assessment of who's there. Alright, this group does this,
injured?
This group does this.
Everyone who's gotten out has had some stings. you know, because you can't fight a cloud of bees without getting
right,
stung.
Right, but there's no injuries.
Nothing significant.
Okay.
Aside from, you know, previous wounds that are now reopened.
Mm. Well, as soon as she can, Miranda's going to ask somebody to
patch her up.
I'm assuming that
then she'll work on Wendy.
Whoever Orion was assisting to the river, he just would
drop him.
Not drop them, but just
set them down.
Set them down. He's going to go right over to Burntail. He's going to grab her pot, put her tail in it, put her hand on his shoulder, and then start barking out commands. That's what he would do.
You need to RP that out, Jordan.
Yeah. So all of a sudden, you start smelling the familiar odor of flesh being burned and hair.
Kitty
hair. Yeah. I'm sure that's a really pleasant smell. Especially considering
I
would
imagine she'd have much hair left on her tail.
Yeah. A lot of it has been burned down. Actually, her tail is significantly shorter than it used to be. The effect of, you know, constantly
it's
trying yourself. So, Captain James, what was that?
I need to tell you guys what needs to happen now.
But I've never seen them control something so large.
All right, we will sit down and debrief on that later. All right, what needs to happen now? Quebec, Smith, and half of what's left of the Nine Claws need to stay with the professor and the two medical staff. The rest of us need to haul off back up towards your stuff and grab whatever is most important. We're not going to be able to take everything, but we need to have at least something.
I really could use my microscope and centrifuge.
For?
To find a cure for this disease.
What disease? Asked Spurntail. And I'm assuming you'll have to translate for her.
I don't think you would acknowledge it, really.
I would just say he would pretty much turn and say, do you think your half your jaguars can defend here and half can defend us as we grab some gear?
I think we can do that.
All right, Mr. Renner, anything to add?
No, actually, you had a nice shot.
Captain James?
Yes?
Anything to add?
Not at this point. I think I agree that the parameters of what you've just laid out is tactically sound.
Let's get to it before they come back.
Go ahead and roll command. I'm not expecting you to have to roll high.
And 6. 21.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
People are bustling around.
Willis would go up to Captain Orion James. Sir, would you like me to try and find out where the enemy is? So that we can try and avoid them as best as possible?
Yes. If that's one reason you're coming with us to retrieve some stuff, is to sort of be a scout, be a lookout. Hopefully you can do a better job of telling us what's coming this time around.
I will do my best. Go over to a tree.
He dropped a hero point.
Would you roll?
With the hero point and an 11.
Yeah, that's good.
It makes it a moderate.
Mm-hmm.
I ask the trees which direction have these people...
The Truhive.
Yeah, the Truhive gone.
The pterodactyl and the T-Rex, all of the bees left them. Mm-hmm. And, like, spread to the humans that have been captured. So you're not seeing them... You're not seeing the T-Rex and the
pterodactyl. Yeah, I'm not worried about them. I mean, I am, but I'm more worried about the sentience of the humans.
You can tell that they're all scattered along the western, like to the west of you guys. They're not grouped together as one force, but you can tell that they're all starting to move together towards one point in the distance.
Off to the west?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they're all headed back to the cave or that area in the west where we came from. All
right.
Are we just waiting at the river for them to come back?
You can do so. Do you have something you want to do while they're
rest?
I was going to, like, basically tell Goldsmith to work on Wendy, and then I was going to try and catch Professor Farthing's attention and ask him to at least try and patch me up with the limited supplies we have. I mean, I assume I was carrying a medical bag.
At this point, yeah. I mean, it would probably only have some essentials like gauze and sutures.
So I would just ask him to help patch me up. It could be our first official interaction.
Novocaine, probably. You know,
right. A syringe of nanites.
Adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and roll that real quick. We'll let you use science for your...
Science?
For your medical?
For my medical?
Yeah, because biology is a... It's not your chemistry specialty.
I think he'd be able to do everything,
His
but...
His bedside manner sucks, but, you know, he can...
He can jab the needle into you.
Yeah.
I
think you could do everything, but so.
Am I back to severely wounded or just wounded?
You were still wounded.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were just still wounded. It's just
painful.
Painful, very painful. 24?
24.
Yeah, you get that.
Okay.
Yay.
I mean, you're not healing her anymore.
Well, yeah,
so
but she's right. Not bleeding.
But she's stabilized.
Right.
There's no internal hemorrhage.
Lumps is stabilized, too.
And I kind of, like, pat your arm and I'm like, thank you.
Grabbing gear?
Yeah, grabbing gear. What do you want to grab? Weapons?
Takes to the bridge, I'm going to say, to Winters, grab the explosives.
Oh, man. I had a chance. Should have said, that hurts. I shouldn't do that.
I'm going to go for weapons.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it should be too terribly hard for you to find this stuff, considering you were just there.
And it was in the clearing.
Yeah.
I would probably say Dran go for either medical, probably medical stuff.
Food supplies?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Food and medical.
Yeah. And Masters would go for science.
I don't really know what I would get from science.
Just
can you carry the
crate?
There's probably like three crates, but there's the one that I left open because that's the one I grabbed the blueprints. Most of the important stuff's in that one. So.
If Masters could make the tree lower the spacecraft that we had, can't he make the trees move our equipment for us with like their tendrils?
Giant conveyor belt.
Yeah, exactly.
He can certainly ask.
Yeah, go ahead and ask.
He asked,
that would be awesome.
The trees slower than
we'll say that's a moderate roll.
I can try and do that. I don't know.
Make it so.
Why they would do that. I guess
he did it.
I communicated well.
Must have been very eloquent in the way you put it.
15.
You make it.
I ask very politely, would you mind grabbing these?
Would you mind?
These crates and the crates that we left in the gully and bringing them closer to our location?
Sure. Set the tree.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Bestie.
I'm a wood nymph. That's weird.
You're a dryad, Jeff.
A dryad.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so it takes a while because the trees have to actually like knit the vines together. So it doesn't take, it's not instantaneous where it's like, I'm swinging an explosive crate through the trees. It's just like.
Yes, but we're able to get all the trees. Crates
yeah.
Back to get.
Yeah, so it's like you like have to lift up the crates, and then once they get up in the tree,
so
like,
is this negating our going back there to
no,
go?
No,
not
no.
At all, because you guys still have to find it and like get it up in the ravine. And
I figured we were there already when this happened.
Yeah,
right. Okay. You're back, but he was asking if it negated you even having to go find the stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
No.
And, so as this is happening, James is going to radio back to Quebec. And say, you're going to see some crates being passed through the trees.
What do you mean, by monkeys or something?
No, by the trees. Don't be alarmed. Masters is doing his thing again.
Oh, he's mastering his Willis.
Well,
should probably do it alone.
So you guys get everything back to camp.
Get everything back.
Get everything?
Well, all the stuff
crates.
That you need.
Okay.
I mean, the stuff that you grabbed.
Well, I figure you grab all the crates and
yeah,
we can prioritize.
Yeah, I mean, the trees are doing it.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can, but I mean, think about it. You significantly cut down on the amount of people you have to carry these.
I'm saying you can repack to make everything, the priorities, into the few cases we can't carry.
Right. Get your stuff. You repo it. You reorganize. You're like, oh, look, here's some bugs. And you, like, throw some termites out and stuff.
No, don't throw those!
Can Dran try to pocket some more drugs?
Yes, you may try to pocket some more drugs.
I feel like it's only...
It's only fair.
Yeah. Does it just happen?
Does Willis see it happening through his tree connection?
No, because this is, like,
when we're gathering up the crates.
So do I need to make any sort of roll, or I just take drugs?
Just go ahead and make a roll. We're going to say that it's a moderate roll for you to steal drugs.
Or
Orion did send Dran to do... Like medical stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
agility.
You just be like, oh, this
yeah,
one.
I would say that. Let me go ahead.
I would
and
say pickpocket skill.
Yeah,
athletics
like
or you know, nature's tracking.
Honestly, I think it would be an easy roll because everybody's just grabbing stuff and sticking it wherever they can carry it. So
agility.
I don't think anybody would take too much notice of Dran picking stuff up.
That's
and
a 13.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, you got it. You did it.
I got more drugs.
You steal more drugs. So you add more drugs to your personal collection.
Yeah, it'd be
you notice how he
yourself.
Steals my pencil to write it.
Yeah, because I'm stealing your drugs.
I've just.
I might actually notice this time.
Yeah, now that you need them.
Now that you're looking for them.
Damn it! I know we had more morphine. So I just have to get this out. Someday we'll find it, the Willow Connection. The Master's in me.
Oh, no.
I've got more drugs, that's all good.
You got more drugs?
I would like more at the moment.
You know who got them now. Wait, I mean,
well,
you,
we don't.
You know what the character does.
Right. Now, Dran, do you want to make do you want to try and make a phone call or anything like that?
Is now a good time for it? It could be.
It's as good of a time as you'll probably get.
In which case, Dran's going to have to go talk to Quebec real quick and ask him to borrow his heavy-duty comm equipment so he can communicate with the space station.
Okay.
Be like, yo, Quebec.
How can I help you, sir?
You use your communication equipment. I have to get back to the space station to report in on what's just happened.
Okay.
Do you want to roll a...
I would think that we would do
like
this as...
Yeah.
I would think that we would do this as a group debriefing with all senior officers.
All previous.
My command roll was 18.
What is his wit for opposing?
He doesn't have one.
You don't have a card.
So I guess in this case, since he would make the connection, you would just ask him to
contact
them and then leave so he can have some privacy, basically.
We'll say wit is at 3D.
3D. 11 against
18.
Yeah. All right.
So it's basically like he has him connected, basically like the operator of the space station. He's contacting a science friend of his on the station. What should his name be?
Alexander Cummings.
Okay.
I know a kid named Alexander Cummings.
Okay, it's that dude, that guy you know, Jordan. It's him. It's exactly him.
No.
Oh, not a good person.
What's his name?
Oh, okay, hold on. The scientist, Calvin Sorbo.
Dave Jaffe?
I like Calvin Sorbo.
All right, we're going with Calvin Sorbo. Okay, so he contacts Calvin Sorbo, a friend of his who's a scientist. Jordan, would you like to be Calvin?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so he contacts.
Hey, Dran. Dude, I've been taking care of your cat.
Thank you, Calvin. Many thanks for that. I'll, you know, if I come back, we'll see how that works out.
Dude, you don't have to
worry. I owe you a bunch of money. Thank you.
Well, I mean, if you just got me tickets to the next anti-grav ball game, then that's cool.
Whatever. I do need a favor, though.
Shoot.
Not
literally, but, you know.
We're doing plenty of that down here, believe me.
Really?
Yes. I really can't. I don't have much time to explain that, but I need a favor from you. I need you. There's an empty wine bottle that I left in my apartment. I need you to run some tests on it and see what you can find on the residue from the wine.
Why? You want to know the vintage? I don't think
no,
it's gonna...
No, I think there's something in it, if you can find out.
Yeah, sure, we can...
Foreign...
Like foreign substances?
Yes,
why, you
foreign
think you were,
substances.
Do you think you were poisoned?
Potentially.
Okay, yeah.
Keep this between us.
Dude... Always.
Yeah.
I mean, just like the time that you covered up that thing with the bridal shower.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to know that.
No. And I appreciate that.
Yes. Not a problem. So, call back this comm. I will not be the one to answer.
Okay.
Okay? Ask for me specifically.
Okay, so is this something that you need to...
Expedite it.
Oh, okay. So within 24 to 48 hours?
Yeah. As soon as possible.
Okay. Yeah. It shouldn't be too bad to run a test on that.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Test for everything. Everything you can think of.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
All right. You're a good friend, Calvin. Appreciate it.
I try.
All right. Take it easy.
Will do.
And then he clicks off. Then he goes and gives the equipment back to Quebec. Says, thanks.
You're welcome.
That's it.
Does anybody else have something they'd like to cover in the last few moments of the show?
I think there should be a meeting with Dran, Orion, Burntail, and Aurora.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
All right, since we are all in close proximity and we are dwindled down to a few, I don't think this needs to be a comms thing. So, as we get back, once we've got equipment and stuff situated, Orion would just sort of shout out to those, saying, Captain James, if you could get at the attention of Burntail, Mr. Renner, we need to have a meeting.
Okay, I mean, let's talk.
Yeah. So, go off into some trees off in the distance?
Yeah. And Orion's just going to get there and start shaking his head and is like, look, I know all of us have probably got 1,000 different emotions and reactions that we want to deal with right now. We need to put that, all of that aside. This group that we have left is the only thing we have to rely on. So it doesn't matter what happened an hour ago. Our survival depends on what we do from here out together as a group. And we're going to need everybody. We are severely short-staffed now. We have 2 science people to now help us come up with ways to defend ourselves.
How do you think these bee entities are finding us?
I mean, they're bees. They could be anywhere.
Anywhere, yeah.
All it takes is one of them. I mean, they're a hive. Meaning one sees, they all see.
We weren't trained for something this pervasive. You know, it's like you think of normal combat against the space pirates. They don't have this kind of technology. It's actually really ingenious, the level of biotechnology that the Crew Hive actually has, that they're able to instantaneously communicate over hundreds of miles, and not just in a verbal manner, but everyone can see everything all the time. I'm a little jealous, honestly, says Aurora.
I think it's pretty obvious that the best way to deal with this is to fight fire with fire type thing. So can we utilize the Jaguar people more, and Willis, if he can master his Willis properly, you know, use French flu abilities with French flu abilities?
That'd be the best.
Can they basically be the outer shell of our traveling party?
That is one definite priority I think we need to make use of, since we have some ability with that. Another is to start to come up with some advanced type of weaponry using what we have, because we know that what we have it's effective, but it's not too reliable. So come up with some more defensive things that we can do with our weaponry. And also, the last thing, it seems as though if we find the leader of that particular attack with the True Hive and take them out, they will have to regroup. I mean, that's seemingly what happened. Obviously, AJ McKinley was the ringleader of that little attack. Once he fell, the rest scattered.
I think he was controlling the pterodactyl and the tyrannosaur. The thing is, they're mindless creatures. They don't have any intelligence. The beast can't, it doesn't seem like work off of something that's non-intelligent without some kind of control. That means that somebody must have been following us when they attacked us yesterday. They were smart that time. They didn't let themselves get seen. I don't know why he decided to provoke us that way, but it was really damn lucky that you got that shot off.
I mean, the only other option was to blow all our explosives, and honestly,
that would be going.
We wouldn't be having this conversation now.
No, not at all.
There would be no conversation. Mr. Renner and Birdtail, do you think this is a good location for us to set up shop for the time being, or do you think we should keep moving?
I think we should keep moving away from the location that we just were.
Burntail nods and reaches out and grabs your arm. If they know that we're here once, then they'll know to look for us here again. It would be better to go on to be on the move, but that it seems to be when we're the most vulnerable.
Can we go back to the Planet of Nine Claws camp and try to regroup there? Is that too far?
We could try to regroup with them. They were planning to leave that location.
Yes, but at least where they camped, they had structures there.
Yeah, they did. They had long. We had long.
More defendable position than just out in the open with no cover.
Sounds reasonable. My father's people would be more than glad to accept you into the rest of the clan.
I thought they were no longer there.
They aren't, but we could send an emissary to ask them to come and regroup.
Right. Before working together, we're going to need all of the Nine Claws involved, because the greater our number, the greater our chances of surviving this and actually making a dent in the bee population.
And as Mr. Renner says that, Orion is going to start to think of how Willis Masters might be able to help out as well. So that's what's going through his mind at that time. And he's going to look for an opportunity to move to the other side of the circle away from Burntail if she will...
Let go.
Let go?
Yeah. She's not going to hold on if you're
starting. He's going to look like he's actually thinking, pondering something, so he's going to kind of turn off and kind of...
Right.
And as she lets go, he's going to turn his head and say, sort of out of the side of his mouth, to Mr. Renner's, like, that would make us severely outnumbered.
You said
I know that was a concern of yours before.
Well, you were very concerned with us trusting them, and if we're making a move to trust them, what are our options?
I understand. I'm just making sure that you're aware of it, and you put that into consideration.
I'm aware, but that's kind of like these are the only options we have, so what else are we going to do? Kind of can't do anything else. I'm not concerned for me. I'll make it. I'll survive no matter what. You know, it's the other folks who can't necessarily fend for themselves, like Professor Farthings.
Exactly.
Dr. Crispa.
Well, that ship's already sailed. Wendy, same thing.
Alright, well, it seems best that we send out a runner from the Nine Claws to go meet the rest of them and see if they can come back. As far as I'm concerned, that seems like the best idea. And then we'll head towards their camp.
Yeah. So he's going to come back and contact the Burntail and says, yes, go ahead and send a runner. And then loudly, so the rest of the group can hear, is like, start packing up what we need. We're on the move.
All right. I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up there. Thanks very much for listening.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. The cast is Carlin, Jeff, Jeremy, Johnny, Jordan, and Stephanie. This podcast is released under our Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Please feel free to share the podcast, but please do not modify it or attempt to gain financially from it. To find the show online, visit our site, bonethrowerstheater.com. Our Twitter feed is @BoneThrowersTheater, and our email address is BoneThrowersTheater@gmail.com. Join our social networks on Facebook and Google+. Podcast art was designed by Laura Tress and is used with her permission. Until next time, may the bones fall in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.